Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 111. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
It's like a palindrome episode. Is that right?
It's true. It's the street that I grew up on. It's my birthday.
Oh, is this like your lucky podcast?
It's my user ID at work.
It's my password for everything.
It's, oh.
I mean,
editors, please remove that. Just kidding, it's not really.
It'd be silly if your password was 111.
But they would make it easy.
Or would it be silly? No one would ever think you were that, you know, crazy. So anyway, welcome.
Welcome.
It's Thursday, the 18th of July. We're well into the 7th month of the year already, which seems crazy. Summer's half over. More than half.
More than half.
6 weeks left. Then back to school.
I know.
If you go to school. Otherwise, back to the fall, which I like fall, so I don't mind.
I'm ready for it.
It's been a little hot.
Yep.
A heat wave.
It's supposed to end, though.
Tonight?
It's nice, yeah.
Tomorrow?
It's supposed to rain pretty good tonight.
Tonight it's supposed to rain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out here in the old Minnesota.
Oot here. Oot in a boot.
Actually, I think it's supposed to rain pretty much along the whole Canadian border. From like the top states
all the way down
on the East Coast, it's pretty sweltering as well.
Yeah, it's just moving over there.
That's the only place the world cares about, right? Because that's where all the news is. So
it's true.
But anyway, yeah, we're here.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes,
because we haven't podcast since
the 3rd.
Yeah,
I did. Did you?
Yeah,
did you party like a rock star?
No,
so
it was.
I saw your pictures. They looked like you were like.
I mean, we were having a good time,
but
it was
look
very.
At me, I'm Johnny Cash flicking off the camera.
That wasn't me.
That was Cody. Yeah. The same picture.
No, it was a very relaxed party, which was nice. Yeah, Nicole, she's got rooftop access, so we had a barbecue, had some alcohol, and watched like 30 cities fireworks shows.
Ba-bah. Did anyone think that they were shooting their geese?
No.
Okay. I just remember when one year at the fireworks, my grandpa was a little, we picked him up from the bar and then we watched fireworks and he thought people were shooting his geese. So I never see fireworks, that's what I think.
Fair enough. What'd you guys do? We were up north, Randy.
Went to the lake.
Which lake? Fish Lake?
Fish Lake.
Nice.
Tubing.
Who's got a boat?
An old guy. Friends of ours' parents.
Fair enough.
We went tubing, swimming, we grilled. Then we didn't go watch fireworks, but they had their own, which
makes
were
sense.
Plenty good.
In Wisconsin, though.
In Wisconsin. Definitely not in Minnesota. Although, yeah. If you buy in Wisconsin, you're not supposed to shoot them off in Wisconsin. So it's like a weird... Whatever.
You guys have made a trip to Missouri.
We're in Missouri shooting. We're in Canada. It's fine. Everything's legal there. So, yeah. So, it's been a quiet week and a half. Things are starting to pick up again, though, now. I feel like there's been a lot of news in the last day or two. Should we just kick into it then?
Let's just kick into it.
We'll run through some quick Apple news first. Apple was found guilty in the ebook trial.
Oh, snap.
Of wrangling prices up. But they're going to appeal it and it'll keep going. But it's interesting that they were found guilty. And it's still funny to me is that Amazon had a monopoly and nobody cared. That's what they fought against was Amazon, really, because Amazon was doing what they wanted and no one could compete until Apple got all the publishers together. Well, so said the judge. But they said basically that consumers will feel no difference because of this outcome no matter what. But that's that. There's been a lot of iPhone rumors for multiple colors lately and budget one, and now we're just getting to that time of year where it's like the rumor mill's just chugging it out, right? So, like, there's all this talk about, first there's still a lot of talk of a fingerprint scanner. And they showed it like kind of like on the home button, and now they're showing it like, I've seen diagrams of it like on the screen itself now.
That seems crazy.
And then there's like, then people are like, oh, now they're holding back production because there's not enough sensors for them, so they're going to be behind. And then now it's like, now the latest one I saw was, oh, they're trying to make a 4.4 inch screen, but now they're behind because of the larger screen.
You just can't win.
Right. And yeah, next thing it'll have a flamethrower, right? But
nice.
But we all know, yeah, so there's rumors that it was going to be pushed back now until like late 2013 instead of like September, end of September, which really it's only a couple of months. But I mean, they'll be out by the holiday season. Don't think it won't. No matter what happens, right? It'll be there. There was supposedly the Apple signed with Samsung again to make the A9 chip.
Yeah.
Like, because they went away from Samsung to make the last, or for, like, the next one or two. But then now they signed it again with Samsung, so maybe things are cooling off there. I don't know.
Do you think that's...
There's just a lot of speculation, and supposedly they're buying up 4K displays as well. Stop backing up. Computer's backing up. It's because I'm on, because it's getting my hard drive, see, at my house right now.
I get you.
It's funny. So that's the big Apple app. Oh, and then they dropped the lawsuit against Amazon for using the name App Store that they were trying to say they had trademarked or copywritten or whatever legal term you use for words that you have use of creatively. Trademarked or copywritten? I don't know.
I think that's
There's like a fine line where in my head they're the same thing.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of Apple rumors. And then today it came out that they have this like secret watch group working on their watches.
Swatch.
No. Oh. Watch.
Switch.
And it's like health experts and stuff, because obviously it's going to have high health scenarios, right? It's going to be all kinds of tracking and data and whatever, all kinds of data that you can keep that the NSA can steal.
Pretty much.
In app news, Ift launched an iPhone app, which is pretty cool.
Shut up.
They launched three new channels as well that you can use from your iPhone, which are photos, contacts, and reminders. None of which I've really used yet, but it would be nice. Like, I think one I might start using is, like, screenshots, because obviously if there's a reason. Like, you can set it to just take screenshot. Whenever you take a screenshot, send it to blah, 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 or whatever. And I might do, if you add a new contact, that's the trigger for an action. So I might tell it to put it in a database somewhere, like maybe on a Google Docs spreadsheet. So that way.
Why?
So then if I, like, ever want to do, like, a mass mailing or something, I always have them in a spreadsheet already. Why would you do a mass mailing? I don't know. It seems like a good idea at the time.
All right. Do what you got to do.
Like the one that they always people keep talking about is like, oh, every time you add a contact, you could put it in your Google Calendar. I'm like, why would I want a new contacts on my calendar? This is the day we met, and I added you on my phone.
I suppose you could. Yeah, I don't know.
But the weird thing is, it doesn't, because of the way Apple runs their software, these triggers don't get triggered until you launch the app itself. And then, so, like, yeah, that might be a slight issue. The other thing that's really nice about it, besides the fact that it looks really nice, they've obviously put a lot of work into the design of it, but for turning on and off your current recipes is really easy. It's just, like, a toggle switch on them. It, like, brings them up on a nice swipe to the side.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of nice if you want to turn one on or off for a while, or if you only have one that you access every now and then and you want it on. And then you can create new ones through there as well with the other channels that you already have active, so that's nice. Obviously, I've talked about it multiple times on the show before, and so has Randy.
Uh-oh.
What?
Nothing.
But it's just a cool service, and I'm glad they have an app, and that's why Randy's pissed, is because he wishes he had one. But I think they said...
Because there are things that I would do with it that I...
And I'm sure it's...
It'll be coming.
It's weird to me that they didn't go to Android first because of the openness. But at the same time, like... I don't know. There's the tug and the pull, right?
It's true.
And then Google Maps updated for Android last week. And then just the last night or the night before it launched, it updated on iOS, launching for the iPad as well.
I did catch that when I got home last night.
They opened their maps up for everyone, the new maps on googlemaps.com, so you don't have to have an invite to get to use their new maps.
Oh, nice.
What?
That's cool that they opened it up for everybody.
Yeah, so you don't have to. I still think it's like technically still in beta, because of course everything Google does is.
Yeah, you've used it, right?
I played around with it when I first, because we got invites a while ago, because we had signed old up news. Right away. But I played around with it then and just searched random things and watched the map change. But other than that, I don't use maps a lot. Like, cause if I use navigation, I use Waze.
Gotcha.
So I don't really find it necessary unless I actually like want to physically like look at somewhere I'm at work and giving someone directions.
Yeah, I had a couple with the web version. I've sent them three things now for feedback. Cause it's really like one thing that I was looking for was like as simple as like we're going to Chicago at the end of next month and trying to find like the nearest bus station. So, but we don't want to rent a car. So it's like, okay, how far of a walk? Or like, if we want to go from where we're staying to downtown Chicago, how do we get there? We want to go by bus.
I stay in the suburbs?
Yeah, on the north side. So that's not a big deal. Like, it says, you know, walk here, and here's the train, or here's the train station, and then you just take that downtown. But I wish it would tell you, like, it's like a 10-minute walk, half-mile distance.
Well, that's how they are. On 45 minute, the regular maps, right?
45 minute bus ride.
It doesn't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
It just says this bus leaves here at this time.
Yep. So
or the train or whatever.
So I'm sure it's something that'll be in the works, but I've sent them the feedback. So I'm sure Google as
they're
much
like,
love
oh,
as
Randy,
I, they're like,
get
oh.
right on that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, maps. Google announced their earnings today as well. They made profit and revenue, but they were under expectations. So,
it's because they're doing all sorts of shit again.
Yeah, like balloons for internet for people, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Google Glasses cost, I don't know, a lot of money. But its revenue grew 19% year over year, so I don't know how that's bad. Oh, because earnings per share was down, that's why. But... Yeah, they reported $14.11 billion in revenue, and their net income was $3.2 billion.
That's pretty...
And their earnings per share was $9.56.
Like, in the end, that's pretty crazy, because, like, when you think of how large of a company Google really is, you know, like, it goes to show that a lot of their... Because I'm very positive that they could be making a killing.
If they weren't doing all crazy stuff.
But they're putting so much into just, like, R&D, like,
consistently.
Putting
balloons in the air for our internet.
So.
And for Larry Page to do whatever he wants. Self-driving cars. Yeah, it said, it notes in here that they were predicting their revenues to be 20% higher than a year ago. But YouTube supposedly has upped its payments to partners by 60%. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They thought they were going to get... the projections were $14.5 billion and they got $14.1, and the earnings per share were going to be $10.8, but it was $9.56. So a little more than a dollar less, which is pretty big. But again, Wall Street just says what it wants. So you can't really go by that, although... I guarantee it has affected their stock price since this afternoon. Well, because they do it after hours, so after hour trading, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Not that it really matters, because it'll come back, and they're doing well enough that it's not really important, but just interesting to note. There wasn't really any... Oh, there is... They did announce they're having an event on the 24th, I believe, a Google event. Maybe a Chrome and Android, but they're thinking it's Android 4.3 is what the rumors are.
Nice.
But there's a leaked document, and it doesn't look like there's a ton of upgrades. The dialer was the biggest thing people were complaining about. Apparently, that's being fixed. Like, when you go into just the dialer, like, if you start to hit numbers, it doesn't give you any suggestions right now, I guess.
What? Oh, it does.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Like, you know, like, and it's cool, too, because, like, when you type the numbers,
Oh, see, that's what they were talking about. I don't know.
Because it also
does... I don't have Android. I just read these things on the internet.
Right, because it also does, like, if you hit letter, or if you hit the numbers, it also works, on letters also, so it tries matching names.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what I read. Some about a dialer fix.
I'm just proving you, I'm just showing you. That's
yeah,
all.
I believe it. That was kind of cool, because it had weird little arrows.
Oh, I think...
pointing to the names from the numbers or something, I don't know. But... But anyway, there wasn't a ton of new features in this leaked document. And, of course, it's a leaked document, so
there could
be anything.
The arrows show
who it
calls.
Is. Oh,
so it's like,
oh, I see.
So I had an incoming call from them. Ryan. So that's the red ones. And then the blue ones mean it was a successful one.
Yeah, I get you.
You get me?
So, but anyway, next week... Next Wednesday, then. So we'll be talking about it next week, whatever comes out of it. If that's the real date, I could have just made that up. But typically, I'm usually right on when I say that. So, but since I said that this time, it's
heard it here
wrong.
First.
But other than that, there hasn't been a ton of Google news in the last couple. Anything other than maps?
No, they've been fairly quiet.
Yeah, that's all. Microsoft, on the other hand, has not been quiet at all.
No, not so much.
We'll start out with the news that they had today, which was they had their earnings report, which they earned $4.97 billion this quarter four. And their total revenue was $19 billion, which is a 10% increase from this time last year, which is pretty good. But the biggest number to come out of this was the fact that they lost $900 million on the Surface RT this quarter alone, which they just cut the price by like $300.
That's insane.
Because they're garbage.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying they're garbage, but they're garbage. I mean, yeah, they went about that the wrong way. I mean, having the Pro and the RT versions was weird and confusing, I think. But yeah, and then, so that was just today. They just had that report today, which was cool for them, I guess. But the big news was really last week. They did this crazy restructure, calling themselves One Microsoft, essentially now, or Microsoft One. So they're combining some divisions and moving some things around, and
they're trying to
everyone's comparing
unibrand.
It. They're comparing it to Apple's structuring system.
Yep.
Which, sure, it works for Apple, but Microsoft's a different company. Like,
right?
They're a software company. I mean, they have hardware now. They're getting a little bit more into hardware, but they're still a software company at heart, right? Like,
they're just making baby steps.
But yeah.
It just seems silly to me, but
whatever.
They're grasping at strings, I feel like, at this
and
point.
And, like, Steven Sinofsky left a while ago, right? And then they replaced him with some chick. I'm not going to know her name because I don't really pay that close attention to Microsoft. But now they moved her out of that spot and gave it to someone else. It's like...
Makes sense.
She hasn't even got into it yet. It hasn't even been a full year. Like, how is she supposed to be the head of a division? Like, just weird moves, right? Like, I don't know. It's definitely the biggest restructuring Microsoft's gone through in their history, I think. But, I don't know. We'll see how it works out for them.
Do you think it's going to work for them?
I don't think it'll. Well,
is it going to catch on?
It's weird when a company is so big already. Like, they have to have just a ton of employees, right? Like, do you think the higher-up structure really changes that much when they, like, relocate brands? I mean, most people are still going to be doing the same jobs.
Yep.
It's just maybe they have a different boss, like, or reroutes over to a different branch at some point.
Well, and it turns into kind of a game of just shuffling, because they've been doing that a lot. They've been doing that a lot at work, again. Like, not at my department, but just, I don't know. And it could be, like, also... just setting up, like, maybe people will be leaving that they know, you know, like retirements or something.
Well, the guy that just, I mean, the guy just left Microsoft or the Xbox and went to Zynga, right? We talked about that last time. And, I mean, it's kind of sounded like he knew this was coming, and maybe that's part of the reason he went. Although, supposedly, he tried to buy Zynga before, but whatever. But, yeah. So, I don't know. That's Microsoft for you. They're just crazy, right? Well, Ballmer's crazy anyway. Microsoft has some very good stuff going for
them. I'd say Ballmer's crazy.
But Ballmer's crazy. You have anything else you want to say about Microsoft?
No.
Before I jump right into T-Mobile?
Keep going.
So T-Mobile announced...
Oh, nice segue, though.
Announced...
I want to jump into
T-Mobile.
That was nice.
T-Mobile announced their new Jump program.
That was nice. Did I say that? Because that was good. And you didn't even try. I could tell.
So anyway... This program where you can upgrade your phone every 6 months.
Yep.
If you pay $10 a month, basically.
So, which, a.k.a. you pay $120 a year to pay $200 a year.
If you're getting $100 phones, right?
Right.
But you're still, the weird thing is with T-Mobile is that you're still paying for the phone because they're not subsidizing it anymore, right?
Right.
So you're still paying for
it. Because
they have a little bit of subsidy, right?
No,
but
they
it's
don't.
A lot less.
Because what they'll do is, like mine, like I, my phone gets paid off next month. They just turn it onto payment plans, so they'll make you pay off the phone in 6 months then, I bet.
Yeah.
So,
you could do like a $40
down or whatever, $100 down, and then they'll just say, oh, well, in 6 months, you have to pay off that phone, you'd have to pay an extra $70 a month or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's an awesome idea because then you will own the phone that you have. It's only 6 months old, so you can just go and turn around and sell it.
Right.
Which, that's awesome.
So.
That's awesome.
So T-Mobile, they do a lot of crazy things, and it's funny because I talked to Josh right away. That's who I thought of, right?
Right, because...
he buys phones like a maniac. He always says he doesn't. He always is like, I have this phone for a year, and I'm always like, bull. But that's what he claims. So, people like that really always are switching it up and buying new phones and is selling their old ones, too. It's a good deal, but... So then... It's funny because Steven had asked me right after T-Mobile made that announcement if I thought AT&T would do anything like it, and I didn't think they would, right? Like, I was like, why would they? Like, subsidies is where it's at for them. Like, they're making everybody pay. But lo and behold, AT&T announced, I don't even remember the name of it, Edge. No, Edge is the Verizon one, right? Or is
I didn't catch what the name of those were, but both...
Stupid names, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
No, AT&T is... One of them might be Next, and one of them's Edge. Whatever, it doesn't matter. So AT&T's is basically a similar thing, except for they don't tell you. It's based on the phone, how much it's going to cost you. And it's kind of the same idea, except for it's a huge ripoff with AT&T and Verizon both. Because the way they're doing it, the subsidies are already still baked into your contract. With T-Mobile, it makes a lot more sense because, for one, it's only $10 a month, so it's not that expensive, really.
Right.
$10 a month is, I mean, a meal, right?
Right.
At this day and age, things are expensive. $10 is nothing. But for AT&T and stuff, for them, it's like you're paying a lot more. They're still paying the subsidies. And for them, it's just a better deal in the end.
I feel like T-Mobile is just the way that they have conducted and directed their business in the last year and a half is they've really pushed themselves to be like
the uncarrier.
I didn't want to say that, but yes, you know, like they want people to have sort of feel like they have a freedom of choice, you know, like
freedom of choice.
Right. So
that's what you've got.
Did you know Jump stands for just upgrade my phone?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny.
I think I did see that, but I forgot it.
That's pretty clever.
What was AT&T's? Did you find it?
Oh, no.
But yeah, so the AT&T and Verizon ones, yeah, are just bad deals because you're still paying for the subsidy. And that's why, like, if you buy an unlocked phone and get on AT&T, it's just ripping you off as it is now because you're paying for subsidies no matter what phone you have because it's built into your contract.
You were right. Next is AT&T, and then Edge is Verizon.
Yeah. But, I don't know, it's just insanity. And the people are going to sign up for it, and I just think... I've honestly been thinking about switching to Virgin Mobile. They have like a $30 a month unlimited everything plan. The only thing is I would have to
What's
pay...
What's the coverage like?
They use Sprint. They use Sprint Towers, so it's spotty. I don't know. I don't know anybody with Sprint. I think Annie has Sprint.
Yeah, I have Sprint through
For work.
Yeah.
Is it decent here?
Yeah, it's decent here. It sucks when you go up north.
I mean, AT&T sucks when I go up north, so what is the difference,
Yeah, T-Mobile
right?
sucks. It's funny, they sent like, text surveys.
Yeah.
And I was, like, brutally honest, you know? They're like, what do you think of our tech support? And I'm like, awesome. What do you think of our coverage? I gave them a 2.
Out of 5. Oh, okay.
Because it's
Not
like...
Not that that's any better than... Well, it'd be better than 2 out of 10, I guess, but...
Right. But it's like, It sucks where I, you know, it's like there's really only 2 places I go, either here where it's great or up at my parents' house. And it's just, it's horrendous up there.
I know, because I can't call you when you're there. Not that I try to call you often, but.
Right. Well, you can call me there. I have that service, but if I want to use anything internet related, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So anyway, but the thing about Virgin Mobile would be, it'd be like $30 for unlimited everything. And then you're like, you know, you're. Throttled after 2 gigs or 5 gigs or something, right? But
right,
and you have to pay for your phone. Out was like $6.50 if I was to keep on my iPhone kicks. But I did the math, and it's still way cheaper over time. Like, even if I paid my early termination fees, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just, it's like you're unhappy. Like, I'm unhappy with AT&T, but I don't feel like any of the other carriers are much better, except for maybe T-Mobile's getting there, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm pleased with their service. I have very, very few dropped calls. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't have unlimited internet, so to speak. I mean, I have unlimited internet, so to speak, but it's, you know, the 2 gigs of high speed, and then it's
after
just throttled. But it's like, I finally hit my throttled speed last month. For 1 day.
Did it text you like, hey, by the way?
Yep. Yeah, well,
you're getting throttled now.
It warned me 200 megs beforehand.
Okay.
And then it warned
What's
me
your limit?
50,
Is it 2 gigs?
2 gigs. And then it warned me 50 megs beforehand. And then I got a text message saying you're now being throttled. And it's like, it was, I mean, you could tell it was slower, but it wasn't anything where I would be like, oh, this sucks, I can't do anything.
Well, and even the different, well... And even between you and I, like, I think I'm on Wi-Fi a lot more than you are, so...
I don't... Well, it's funny. I was just telling Nicole last... Because she was saying her battery dies quickly, and I noticed that she always has her Wi-Fi turned on. I was like, I don't use my Wi-Fi at all on my phone, you know? Like, all my app updates, I just do over cell, just everything. Just, I haven't had any need to... I've thought about changing that whole, like, it'd be cool if something had, like, a app where I could turn on wireless based on location.
Well, see, I've come to the point where it used to always prompt me, like, so it always, anywhere where there was Wi-Fi, it would be like, do you want to join this Wi-Fi? So I just turn that off, and I just join Wi-Fi if I'm somewhere where I know I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's so, well, it's more annoying than anything. Like, driving through Minneapolis, especially, like, because they have city of Wi-Fi, right? Like, it's everywhere, and it's just popping up. Like, if you're trying to do something when you're driving, it's like, hey, connect to the Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I mean, not that I use my phone while I drive, obviously. Pfft, who does that? But I don't know. There's a lot of... So we're way off topic at this point. I don't even know.
That's all right.
But if you're on T-Mobile, it's probably a good plan. But if you're on the other carriers, I would suggest against it.
Agreed.
Because they're just ripping you off. And I don't know if Sprint... It's funny that Sprint hasn't said anything. They're usually pretty good about...
I feel like they're just kind of...
But they have, like, they just launched this Lifetime Unlimited plan. Like,
yep.
Same price forever or something. I don't know. they're doing a lot of interesting things too. And they're busy because they just got bought and bought another company both in like the same day.
They
got bought by SoftBank and bought Blimey. I don't know what they did.
It was
SoftBank was one of the parties. That's who bought them, I believe. Or did they buy SoftBank? I think they got bought by SoftBank. And then they bought Cricket or something. Or no, AT&T bought Cricket. That's what happened. There's a lot of buying going on. Everything gets crazy, the scale of company purchasing that happens, like, on a regular basis.
Pretty much.
I mean, you think we follow the tech industry and it happens a lot there, but, like, you don't ever even think, like,
well, it's like other industries. I get to hear here and there about my work purchasing companies, and that's crazy to me, because it's, like, it's such a buying market, you know, because lots of companies aren't doing good.
Right.
And so these big companies are just like, don't worry, we got you guys, just come on under our little wing here.
Like, even KFC got bought out by Popeye. Not the whole thing, but they bought a bunch of Popeyes. Their Popeyes in Minnesota now, even though I heard it's bad. Have you had it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of chicken, so. But who knows? Do you want to talk about carriers anymore? Or are you done with that?
No, we're good.
The last thing I have on here is a Hyperloop. Do you want to talk about a Hyperloop?
Let's talk about Hyperloop.
Do you know about the Hyperloop?
Yep.
So, Elon Musk, who we've talked about multiple times, founder of PayPal, SpaceX, a co-founder of SpaceX, and most recently and most notably Tesla in the electric car market.
Did you, just quick thing, did you see the video that they had posted of their battery the Tesla changing? Factory?
Oh, no, I've been meaning to watch that.
It's pretty sweet. It's extremely sweet. Maybe I'll post it on our Bleed Geek Facebook. It was really cool.
So, did you see they recently came out and said that they could do a complete battery swap for your car in 90 seconds? It's like pumping gas. Like, you get a whole new battery. Like, you go to a station and...
That's pretty insane.
That way, if you're, like, running low. I don't know how that works, really, but... But anyway, so he tweeted recently, well, he tweeted the other day, this is the SpaceX thing, but he's like, oh, and then they had this rocket, like, go up and hover and spot and then land back in the same spot.
Did they set another record then? Because they've done this, like, 5 times now, and each time they're progressively going higher.
That's just craziness. Like,
yeah.
Who just does that?
Because they want it to be completely unmanned, and they want the rocket to be reusable.
I get it, but
yeah.
It's just craziness. Like, he's just like, hey, check out this. And it's like a video from a helicopter. Like, I'm just hanging out my helicopter. Like, you know, you think when you're a kid, you know, you go out to the field and launch some rockets, right? It's like a much bigger scale of that.
It's funny. I was just looking at Google's stock market and looking at Tesla, and it's pretty crazy. They went from... $25 to $133 in less than a year.
Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they paid back their loan to the government. They had got, like, a loan for, you know, green energy. They paid it back, like, 5 years early.
Isn't that insane?
But anyway...
Sorry.
Elon Musk. And if I'm saying his name right, I don't know, but it's good enough. He tweeted that he's going to change the way... transportation works, basically, and I think that he's got like some date set up in August. I don't remember the date.
I didn't catch the date.
But he's saying that he talked about this before a little bit, but basically he's saying he's got this Hyperloop project August 12th. I knew it was a 2.
Dang.
But he's going to basically announce something, and he's saying you can get from San Francisco to LA in 30 minutes. And I heard that it'll also be, like, earthquake proof. And not maybe proof, but, you know, safe. We'll call it safe, right? So it just seems crazy, right? And then there's, like, all these designs that people are, like, trying to think, like, this is how it's going to work. And the most... it's going to be solar-powered, never crash, and be twice as fast as a plane.
That's crazy if they can get this going countrywide.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, let's just hop on the Hyperloop out to New York real quick. Like, it's totally, like, futuristic, right? Like, that's crazy. Like, they think it's kind of, like, vacuum air-powered, like, turbines, that kind of thing. You don't think so?
No, it works like a railgun. It's magnetic.
That's what he said, right. But then, like, because in a vacuum, then they wouldn't have the air drag. That's what the people were talking about. Like, a tube, like...
I gotcha. Yes, that would make sense.
So that's why it could go so fast without... causing problems to people, right? Like, inertia, like, does that, like,
well, it'd be,
it's going so fast.
Well, it'd be like an airplane where the cabin is pressurized,
right?
But the thing that they're in will be depressurized. Depressured. It'll be under pressure.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it just seems crazy, like, like the Jetsons and stuff, right? Like, you know, like they had the, I mean, they went this
right.
way, but...
It's gonna work like when you go to the bank outside.
Yeah, it's like you're gonna be the check.
Mm-hmm.
Or the receipt. Or the money.
Or the pen.
Or the pen. Or any of the above. Like, I don't know. It just seems like... I mean, the guy is crazy. And, like, honestly, if I was rich, I would totally buy a Tesla. Because they seem pretty awesome. I mean, I would worry a little bit because I don't think there's any charging stations around here. I think they work on any, though. Like, they just work faster on a Tesla one.
What if Google stepped up?
And bought Tesla?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by stepped up?
Yeah.
I don't think he would sell.
I don't think he would sell either. Like, but if any company was going to do that, that'd be pretty insane. Because just think, what if all these cars were part of fiberhoods? Or that helped extend their reach also?
I mean, there's lots, and then we're going to just, why don't we just live in Google land?
That'd be awesome.
Just like how Larry Page was talking about at I.O. when he wants to build his own country so he doesn't have to follow anybody's rules, right?
Makes sense, too.
I don't know. The Hyperloop seems pretty crazy, and obviously the 12th is a little ways away, about a month, a little less. But it'll be pretty cool. Follows the 5th. 1, 2, 3. So it's a Monday.
Monday.
So that'll be crazy. I don't know. I'm excited to find out. Like, and obviously, even if it's something crazy and he built it, it's going to take probably years to build, right? Like, we're looking at 10 years, I bet. What do you think? Like, 5 years?
5, I'd say.
I mean, by then the world will probably end anyway. But it's still cool and crazy. And he's crazy. Good for him. Keeps bringing it on, like, hey, I have this crazy idea, let's make it happen. He's kind of like Larry Page, Sergey, like that, right? Do you have anything else you'd like to throw in the popper?
No, sir. Oh, actually, yes. What am I talking about? I had a couple quick things. So, do you use Tumblr?
Yeah.
On your iPhone?
Not really. I have.
Do you have it on your iPhone?
Yeah. Better
change
your
password. Probably
change
your password. Because on Tuesday, there was a breach that stole a bunch of passwords. They didn't give out numbers. But.
Weefy sniffing.
Yep.
Dang Tumblrs. Good thing Yahoo bought them and fixed it.
Exactly.
I don't think Yahoo has done anything about it yet. What about the shakeup at Reddit?
I missed that.
Some things are moving off the top subreddit.
Yeah, just the default
subreddits on
subreddits,
the top of the page.
Yeah.
People are getting crazy.
There were people that were freaking out. There's tons of people that are like, yay, and there's tons of people that are freaking out. I'm just like, whatever. I don't really use
deal
them.
With it. And then your sunglasses
came
down?
Yeah, I was like, deal with it.
Makes sense, really.
And then the only other thing that I had, and I don't know if you saw it, because it was actually, I think it was just this morning that it came out. But Google Drive, they're looking at introducing anti-surveillance encryption on all Google Drive documents.
About time. What have they been doing with my documents so far? Turn them over to the government?
Probably. I know. But I thought that that's cool, because there's nothing the government can do then.
Right. Like, the same reason, like, Apple says they can't read iMessage or FaceTime. It's like they're user encrypted on the end. We can't even look at it ourselves.
Right. Or, like, why...
Mega.
Yeah. Kim dot...
Kim.com. Is that his name or his address? By his address, I mean his, you know.
It's everything, Mike.
All in one.
Yeah. So...
Speaking of Tumblr, cool. You could follow us.
Hey, we're out there.
But wait till we change our password to follow us.
You're on there with ours? Oh, shit. Somebody's posting all sorts of random stuff now.
Probably like
a bunch of bad stuff.
Gonna make us look bad. BleedGeek.tumblr.com. You could follow us on Twitter at BleedGeek or Twitter.com/BleedGeek. You could like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
@Facebook.com/Facebook.
What?
@Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Yeah.
But don't put an at in front of it.
On Facebook.com? What do you say?
I'm just telling them.
At the web address?
Yeah. I'm just telling them. Maybe they're like, oh, but he said. And I'm just saying. I'm just re-saying.
The resayer. Some other ways to get a hold of us, figure it out. fans@bleedgeek.com. 406-794-3357. 1-800. This isn't a phone number.
Get. Just kidding.
You can follow us individually on Twitter or Fast. Grams. I don't know what fast pounds.
Yeah. I don't really know where you're going.
Instagram. I was trying to think of another way. Anyway, Instagram. I'm at Mike037.
I'm at the Crandall.
So yeah, go check us out. We appreciate you listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Google Encrypt.